From the bustling streets to the quiet corners, every town in Ireland has a story to tell. I'm Alison Curtis, and in this series, we're hitting the road to uncover the heart and soul of communities across the country. We'll be meeting people who make these places special, hear their challenges and triumphs, and celebrate the unique spirit that makes each town its own. So buckle up and join me as we discover the magic of my town, only on Today FM. It's another grand day for an adventure, and this time I'm off to the charming village of Kilcormac in County Offaly. Kilcormac is a place steeped in history, nestled in the Midlands near the Slievebloom Mountains. It's a town that's seen its fair share of changes over the years, from its ancient monastic roots to its more recent industrial past with Bordnamona. But today I'm here to discover how this vibrant community is embracing the future while cherishing its heritage. First stop, I'm heading to St. Joseph's Community Centre to meet Linda, who's going to give us the grand tour. Hi, Linda.
Hi, Alison. You're very, very welcome to Kilcormac. We're delighted to host you here. Thanks so much for coming down.
Thank you. I can't wait to see it. Shall you take me on a tour?
Absolutely.
Perfect. Thank you. So we're in Kilcormac in County Offaly, the Development Association. Will you tell us a little bit about the building that we're in?
It's a voluntary organisation that was set up well over 40 years ago by a group of visionaries, I have to say, who came together and seen, the economic benefit and the social benefit that a development association like this could have to a community. It started off with just a small group. They then purchased the building here. And through the 40 years, it's just progressed to what you see today. We now have a state-of-the-art kitchen for our Meals and Wheels service. We have a gym on the first floor.
Oh.
We have a working hub on the top floor. We're in the process also of working through just transition projects. So that entails, I suppose, the development. If you were driving in here, you'll see two new pods at the front of the building here. So there's a cafe, a podcast room.
Oh, yes, yeah, I saw
bicycle
that.
Bicycle hub, and a tourist office. So they're all in the process now. So it's quite a busy centre. And I have to say, really, I suppose we see ourselves as the umbrella organisation for the community. So all the other organisations and communities come in under us, and we try and support them and develop them and help them proceed and get on to where the next step to where they want to move on to. Kilcormac really was built on the backbone of Bordnamona and huge employment here. We have St. Cormac's Park, which was built by Bordnamona. So there's a huge community around Bordnamona. So when, I suppose, the brown to green began to happen here, we were very conscious that we didn't want to lose that history and lose that sense of heritage that we had. So there's lots of other, I suppose, projects that have been going on in the background here. Started about 2 years ago, an oral history project. So we've two chapters of that now complete, where we go around the community and speak to say, you know, ex-Bordnamona workers, business people, just people who are interested in the heritage and trying to preserve the stories. So we have that online on our website there, visitkilcormac.com. We also developed an audio heritage trail for anyone that comes to the community and wants to know a little bit about Kilcormac.
And has the community changed in the past few years?
Our new residents that we've had in the last year are Ukrainians.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to say, the community has really welcomed them with open arms. We've had well over, I think, 150 come through the community at different stages. They've moved in, moved out, moved on, you know yourself now. But the community here, I have to say, have completely embraced our new community members here.
Okay.
We have English classes on five times a week. We have sports classes. We have the gym, the craft classes. So they've become a real integral part. All the kids are going to the school. So our community has really, you know, expanded because of that. I suppose with COVID, where we've seen a huge expansion in our service here was our Meals and Wheels. Our Meals and Wheels service was set up, it was in 2012, and at that time there was 12 dinners going out. COVID hit and the demand for our service increased threefold. We weren't, at that time we were really, I suppose, servicing Kilcormac and maybe some of the surrounding community. And then COVID hit, obviously, and people weren't able to get out, people became very isolated. So we started working with the likes of Offaly Local Development Company and Offaly Healthy Homes to try and expand our service and get the dinners out to the people that needed it. So overnight, we went from maybe 30-40 dinners to 400 dinners.
Wow.
So it was just massive here. Yeah, it was a huge expansion just completely overnight. And we became a real hub within Offaly for the Meals on Wheels service and the delivery and the provision of meals. And I suppose the important thing to say about Meals on Wheels, and especially through COVID, it's not just about delivering a hot meal.
It's about human contact.
It's about their contact. Yeah. Everyone's here for the right reasons. Mm-hmm. And they really care about what they do. And that makes such a difference here.
Oh, it does. It does.
Yeah.
Should we see more of the building then?
Yes,
and walk around. Perfect.
Come
great. Thank you.
We're in the heart of the community centre right now, The Kitchen, where they prepare meals for Meals on Wheels service. It's a vital service for those who can't easily get out and about, especially in the rural town like Kilcormac.
So this is where the magic happens. Girls, if you want to come over, do you want to come over?
Yeah, so come on over.
This is Diane and Louise, Annetta and Teresa.
Hello, how are
These
you?
These ladies are the heart of the kitchen, so they are, and they keep the whole service going. So we're at about, I think, 320-350 dinners now. So obviously, after COVID, people started going back to normal and the numbers dropped a wee bit. Mm-hmm. But it's like a well-oiled machine here, I have to say. The amount of dinners that they send out on a daily basis here is second to none. And then, as I say, it's not just the Meals on Wheels that they send out, they also deliver all the lunch club dinners as well. So,
tell me about the lunch club.
So the lunch clubs are run through Offaly Healthy Home, and they're in partnership with Offaly Local Development Company. And they have the lunch clubs throughout Offaly, really. So as you say, today they're in Rath, they're in Clara, Mount Bolas, they could be here, they could be in Tullamore, Barr, any community. Okay. And I think they run about two or three a week.
And I see a familiar face over there enjoying his lunch. This must be Des Kelly, a long-standing member of the community.
What did I ever tell you? Did I ever tell you about building the place, though? Sorry, I'm even choking on my own light now, so.
Do you remember how this place was set up?
What do you call the state body to set this up, John? Linda? It wasn't Forth, it was...
Anko,
that's it. It gave good employment, if you like, setting it up.
Yeah.
And all the monies were collected before it was... There was enough money collected before it was started so that we wouldn't be in debt from the word go, if you like. So that was a good plan in the sense that we were never in debt, really.
It was something the community really wanted?
It was really wanted by the community. They accepted it.
So you would come here every week?
I come three times a week to get me meals on the wheels.
Oh, great.
I'd cooked them better myself, but that's not... I'm not looking at Linda now.
They look really good. And it's the social side of things, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, for me to get... For people my age, I know I'm only young, I'm only 82 and a bit. But, no, it is good to get to it. And there's a lot of things going on here. And I must congratulate Linda, to be honest.
Now we're stopping in the craft room, where creativity is clearly in full swing. Hi, what's your name?
My name is Mary Curry, and this is Kilcormac Community Centre, where we're doing all these crafts. Like, some of us are mad into quilting and sewing in general, and other people do other crafts. Crochet, some people are very good at crochet. And knitting, felting.
Anything, really.
Anything, yes.
We've been saying this a lot over the last little while, but it's lovely to go back to it as is an older skill that maybe a lot of people had at one stage, but B is something mindful and off screens.
Yeah, we'd love to pass on what we know, what we've learned over the years in sewing down the years. So anybody who would like to come along and join us is very welcome.
Yeah.
So now that we've got such great facilities and we're well looked after here in the centre.
And it's about being together as a group, isn't
it? Yes, it's more pleasant sewing with a group of friends than in your own at home.
Because you can do a little bit of gossiping, right, I assume?
Oh, we would never do that.
Oh, no. Are you sure?
Good things.
So we're going to use the verb borrow. So what would you say to him?
Linda's brought us to a very special program here in the community centre.
Would you like to borrow?
It's a wonderful initiative all about welcoming newcomers to Kilcormac and helping them settle in.
coat. Yeah, yes. Would you like to borrow a coat from me, or would you like to borrow my coat? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So now, do you feel you understand the difference?
It sounds like a real lifeline for those who are new to the area, especially with the influx of Ukrainian refugees.
So, would you like to keep talking?
Every room in this building has a multi-purpose. So
okay.
One day it can be a tea room, which we have on a Friday morning. And today it's a classroom. And the class that's going on at the moment, let me just interrupt them here, is Fáilte Isteach. Hello, guys. Sorry to interrupt you.
Hello. So,
this is a class that's run through Offaly Local Development Company. It's called Fáilte Isteach. And it's an English class run through a group of volunteers from the community here with some of our new residents from Ukraine.
Lovely.
And they come and they work with our community members to learn some English. It's really conversational English.
And I'm guessing you're Leona Ward, one of the teachers who makes this program possible.
They enjoy it and it's just general conversation. We try not make it too classroom or too hard. We just want to make it fun, enjoyable, where they can use on the outside.
Yeah, that's practical though. That makes sense. Yeah. Do you teach swear words?
No.
No, okay.
No swear.
Jokes? That's good.
My name is Jurgita Krizhuti. I am from Lithuania.
Yes.
I go here to helping Ukrainian people.
Okay.
Learning English.
Yes.
I translate it. I see big improve because it is 1 year how I hear, how I helping, and I see big improve how they before with English, no speaking English, and how they now speaking English.
There's such a sense of community all around, and I can see people just talking and learning one-to-one. Hi, what's your name?
I'm Brita DeVito. I'm a local resident here. I live up on Main Street. And we were very fortunate that the convent has secured accommodation for the lovely Ukrainian people. And about 50 originally were there. I think there's about maybe 30 odd there. And it has become as much they've been their friends as being teaching. Linda here and Hannah were fantastic. They kind of headhunted a few of us to would we do this Fáilte's job? And for 6 weeks now we're gone into the second year.
Yeah.
And we brought them along. So it's as much about friendship.
Mm-hmm.
When we meet them on the street, they have a go-to, a lot of them, for just even simple things.
Like pharmacy, like shopping, everything. Like anything.
And,
yeah.
They are just adorable people.
Mm-hmm.
And very much part of Kilcormac. It's very much conversational and they're getting used to the jargon. You know, we say, we sit down and have a chat. And the girls, they're so warm and lovely. And they're coming from a very troubled country. So we don't dwell on that at all. But we would identify, like, with sentences there, sadness, happy, that type of thing.
Emotive,
and touch on their home country.
Community.
Very much.
Happy birthday to you.
Thank you very much.
Was it a special one?
No, it wasn't special.
Okay.
No.
What'd you do?
Very little, to be honest with you. You know what I'm saying? It's just one of them things. It's just a birthday and you just move on.
I've stepped outside to meet Chair of the Association, John Leahy. I'm curious, John, how does the community centre engage with the youth in Kilcormac? It's clearly a place for all ages, but I'm interested in how you keep the younger generation involved and connected.
It's a very difficult thing to do, is to try to engage young people.
Mm-hmm.
What we're seeing is a lot of young families kind of using the centre, you know, have kids maybe using for dancing.
Yeah.
Maybe in fairness to the staff here, Linda and the staff, they're always been trying to be very creative because naturally we need money to run the organisation to keep the centre service. Like this community centre opens up at 7:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
It's closed till 10:30 at night. So there's huge operational costs. So we're always trying to put on stuff for Halloween, for Christmas. And you see a lot of the young parents coming back into the fold. And then when they come into the centre, then you're trying to nab them then from volunteerism.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Even last night, I was on the rota there 6 weeks. Every 6 weeks, if you get to do the bingo.
Yeah.
Numbers. Like, while we're very, very fortunate to have Pubble and have staff as well.
You still need volunteers.
You still need volunteers. Because that's only going to go so far.
Yeah.
And I suppose in some respects, there's always a danger that you're going to overstretch.
Yeah.
Because you're trying to provide so many services then what happens is you start, the staff start saying, well, hold on, we're just 9 to 5.
Yeah.
Way more than my 9 to 5, but you start filling the gaps. So what we are seeing is that once we create events in around it, with the playground out here, that was massive at the time when we created the playground, because we brought in a kind of whole fold of young parents that kind of stayed involved in the community then, because it's like everything, that first venture into a community project and you get that good feeling from it. Like, you have to get
you
that
keep
good,
going.
You keep going.
You get a buzz.
You get a buzz, and then hopefully we try to capitalise on that buzz and keep them involved.
So you have so many volunteers though across the community.
Yeah,
like, incredible.
We've about 80 volunteers, and again, it's probably stemming from a board meeting where our manager Linda came in and says, listen, we need help. Mm-hmm. We're dwindling away. It was after COVID, really. That's really where we got caught. And we just literally had a meeting solely just to deal with volunteers. We took what you call the register of electorate, and we sat down over, I think it was over 4 nights.
Okay.
And literally we gave it an hour each night, and we went down through the list of every household in the parish, and we said who would be good for various jobs. Yeah. Now, in fairness, Linda put pressure on us as a board. Every time we were going to the board, we kept saying, oh, we'll ask such a one, and we'll ask this one. But no one was asking.
You kind of bullied people into it.
So eventually what we done was, we actually just looked at where we were short and the personalities that suit that, and we got over 80 volunteers.
Incredible.
And I suppose it has been highlighted throughout the county, and I know Linda has represented the board and the Kilcormac Development Association on different forums talking about how do you encourage volunteers. It really was sitting down, having a strategy, and going out and asking.
Yeah, exactly.
And people want to do it.
And then staring them down when you're in the shopping centre and like, you didn't say yes.
The community centre is truly the heart of Kilcormac, a place where people of all ages and backgrounds come together. It's a testament to the power of community spirit and the dedication of individuals like Linda, Des, Mary Leona, Brita and John. They've created something truly special here. Now we're off to the Kilcormac Kilogie GAA Club to meet Pat Halley, the chair. I hear they have a fantastic new setup here, a real testament to the passion for Gaelic games in this area. Pat, it's a pleasure to meet you. I'm Alison.
And I'm Pat Howley, chairman of Kilcormac Kilogie GAA Club.
It already looks like a very impressive facility. You moved from the old clubhouse to a new one, but you're still building a gym. And actually, it looks amazing what you're doing here.
Yeah, we have a fine gym built up down there at the back. And we're going to build an indoor AstroTurf. It's going to be 60 metres by 25.
Wow.
So we've got a big club here. There's 5 senior teams, and we're doing extremely well in them all. We have Camogie, five senior hurling teams, 2 senior football teams. Our Camogies are doing extremely well. And our ladies football have also joined us this year. It's a good club on the field. And off the field, we're doing this development where we want to put as much stuff in for kids. Mm. We have a huge community of kids. The community around here is, as you can probably tell by my accent, I'm not originally from here. And this community around here is serious. There's great volunteers, and they really stick in here.
And the GAA clubs, and we've been discovering this on all of our towns that we visited, they're just so much the heart and the core of smaller communities. And you really have a lot of space here and a huge, impressive setup.
Well, in 2016 we bought this piece of ground at the back, and we developed it. Well, the way we done it was we got a fiver a week from all the people in the parish and the community, and that's we done it ourselves. We got good grants and everything, but we got the people to own it. And once you do that with the people, and it is, you can see it here, if you're here in the evening, this place, you can't walk around here. There's hundreds of kids.
But that's what you want to see.
Oh, it's beautiful. It's mighty. It's what the community is about. The community spirit. As a little girl was asked one time, what does the GAA mean to her? And she said, are they not the people that park cars at funerals?
Oh, right.
So it's they're involved in everything.
Yeah.
So it's great that we have a community that is involved in everything. And KK is a serious club. We would be in the top 5-6 clubs in the country.
Wow.
You know, so in our hurling. So but we're looked after right down to our under-8 girls, our under-8 boys, and right up to our senior teams. We look after the whole lot of them.
We're venturing further out now to meet Joe and Helen Bracken, the farmers behind Fox Convert Hemp Farm. I'm keen to learn more about their unique approach to farming and how it connects with the Kilcormac community. It's always fascinating to see people who are innovating and contributing to their local area in different ways. Joe and Helen, it is a pleasure to meet you. So tell us where we are.
We're in what's known as Fox Forward Kilcormac. It's a townland outside of Kilcormac, about 3 miles. We look onto the Sleep Blue Mountains. And behind us then, we can look down and as far as Bordnamona, where the bog was all worked years ago and where the power station used to be. Now we look on wind turbines.
Yeah.
Further over to our left, which are built on Bordnamona land also. Regarding our crop that we're here today to talk about, we started growing hemp 4 seasons ago for the first time and sold it to a guy in Cork. And the following year we done the same, and then we got interested in exploring the possibility of processing the crop.
Yeah.
Now hemp is a very versatile crop in that it can be used in a myriad of different products, from building material to food, and so much so that Henry Ford actually made a car built out of hemp.
Yeah.
Showed it at the Detroit Motor Show, I think it was, and had an axe in the boot car, and everyone wanted to know why he had an axe in the boot of his car. And after a bit, he took out his axe when he had a crowd around him and drew down on the bonnet. The bonnet just bounced in and came back out.
Yeah.
And didn't do any harm to his paintwork. But basically, the entire car was made from hemp, ran on hemp oil, paint, the panels, the chassis. The only thing there really wasn't was the tires and the axles and the engine.
Why do you think, maybe Helen, you could answer this, or either of you, but like, why do you think we're so far behind in realizing the superpower of hemp, that it can be used for everything?
Well, I guess after the Second World War, there was a big emphasis put on production of paper and pharmaceuticals, and they actually suppressed hemp, and so much so that it even went out into countries in Asia and spread off the sides of hills and mountains, which actually created a huge problem with landslides. Because the hemp plant, or cannabis, which is a relative also, just hemp doesn't have the THC drug in it, was actually holding the land together. So when it was spread off then to make way for production of nylon and paper on the wood industry. But paper derived from hemp is far cleaner process than it is from timber production or wood. But you had vested interest in it at the time. But like in Ireland, there was always little hemp sheds and places. And I have heard I have heard a few people comment on it. Oh, yeah, there was a hemp shed at home. Like, it was a little place for the process to hemp, for the fibre, which made rope and sackcloth, which was very useful.
Do you think, Helen, we're going to, like, you guys have a product, 2 products more that are going onto shelves. Like, people are going to understand it and move with it and go, actually, this is a good thing, and get rid of the other connotation.
Hopefully, but it's all about educating.
Yeah.
Really is about educating people, because people don't understand it. They have forgotten, or, you know, it was so far back. Like every farmer back in the 1900s up to, I think, about the 1930s, had to grow a certain amount of hemp because it was so versatile, being used for the rope and the textiles and food at that time.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden it was gone. While the crop is growing, it sequesters between 2 and 4 times more than trees. And even afterwards, at the moment, because there is no decarticator here in the country, we are bringing the stalks back into the ground. So it's a massive reservoir for carbon emissions.
Yeah.
Back at the community centre, we're reminded that community spirit truly shines through in the younger generation. Linda's taking us to the after-school programme where kids are full of energy and enthusiasm. It's heartwarming to see them having so much fun in such a supportive environment.
We cater for 4 years to 13 years, from junior infants right up to 6th class. And we have 2-3 different schools.
Wow.
Attending, yeah.
Amazing. You obviously love it. They love you.
They do.
The kids give you such a lease of life, though, don't they?
Oh, yeah.
I could sing in, like, near Serbian and then Italian.
No way!
Yeah.
What do you sing in Italian?
Italian, it's Bella Ciao.
Do you want to do a bar of it?
A bar of it?
Yes.
A batijano, part me via, o bella ciao, bella ciao, bella ciao, ciao, c'eren se ne puoio, e batijano, sempre rendire spasfa. That's all I got.
Yay! Thank you so much, that's brilliant. Thank you, guys.
That was the fabulous Lily Mae Finnegan. Pavarotti would be proud. A young woman with a fabulous voice and an international flavor in the heart of Offaly. It's wonderful to see young people expressing themselves and sharing their talents with the community.
My name is James Finnegan.
Hi. My name is Adam Feary and I go to Ballymore National School.
Do you love school?
No.
Oh. And are you guys friends?
Yeah. Yeah, we're good friends. That's why we came up.
Okay, good friends. Best friends?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you agree with that?
Yep. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right, good.
Okay, by the way, we are also going to mention our company, Smiley Face Incorporated.
Okay.
Yeah. So we have, like, we get paper from school and, like, yeah, write on them, and then we draw a little circle, and then we put eyes and a smiley face
it's our
on
logo.
It.
It's we make, like, comics and stuff like that.
Wow. So this is good for us to talk to you now before we become super famous.
Yeah.
Can we invest in your company?
Probably.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's inspiring to see young people so engaged and involved in their community, and I predict big things for Smiley Face Incorporated. Watch out, Bill Gates! Kilcormac, you've truly captured the essence of my town. From the dedicated volunteers at the community centre to the passionate farmers and the vibrant young voices, your community spirit is an inspiration. It's a reminder that even in a small town with a rich history like yours, big things can happen when people come together with a shared vision and a love for their home place. The warmth of generosity and sense of belonging and togetherness I've experienced here today is truly special. Thank you for sharing your stories and reminding us all of the power of community. My Town is presented by me, Alison Curtis. Audio by Cathal O'Sullivan. Scripting and sound design by Lachlan Hart. Researcher, Shannon Kenny. Executive producer, Mark Lenihan. This project is co-funded by Commission Naman under the Sound and Vision Scheme.